¿Estás pensando en tus vacaciones soñadas este verano temiendo el costo? Con iBora recibes reembolsos en todas tus compras. Así puedes tomar más tiempo creando recuerdos este verano y menos tiempo soñando hacerlos. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBora usando el código La Música cuando te registras. Simplemente ve a App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a bandaged Donald Trump appeared to rapturous applause at the Republican National Convention as he revealed his 2024 running mate J.D. Vance last night. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, David. Heroes welcome for Donald Trump.
Yes, the wounded hero with a big bandage on his ear. And of course, there was awe and adulation from this packed arena as he entered, and chants of USA, USA, and notably fight, fight, which of course is what Trump urged his supporters to do in the seconds after that shooting. He did not speak tonight, but he did not have to, just his presence was the highlight for many of these people, and he took his seat with family members, J.D. Vance, who he'd named as his running mate, and notably Tucker Carlson, the right-wing media host, was prominent in there.
J.D. Vance, you could consider quite a good pick by Trump. He's from Ohio, a swing state. He's also hugely popular with the Republican base. He's young, 39. He's handsome. He has that rags to riches kind of story. Is he somebody who is being tipped for president after Trump as well?
I mean, that is now a strong possibility, of course, because Trump is 78 years old, has already served one term. So it's more likely than usual that the vice president might have to take over. But I'm not sure people have really got their head around that prospect. President J.D. Vance, it's not something that was imagined a short time ago. I think with this pick, Trump has chosen basically a mini-me. You know, there was a lot of speculation for months that he could go for a woman to provide some balance, or a person of color. Instead, it's another white man with a lot of similar policies to Trump, really fitting that Make America Great Again narrative. And just to take one example, Vance is very skeptical about any further military aid for Ukraine. So I think this is a bad result for them.
David, are you of the mind that Trump is pivoting in some way in his campaigning? His rhetoric appears to have changed and moderated, even become a little bit more dignified. He hasn't, for example, capitalized, as you might have thought, on Joe Biden's troubles in terms of the questions around his cognitive issues, his ability to actually complete his term. He's not going after Sleepy Joe the way he once did. And then there's how he has behaved since his shooting. He has behaved in a way that many people, myself included, are slightly surprised at how well he has handled things, in fact, since his shooting. Is he pivoting in some way, do you think, in this campaign now?
That may be happening, and we'll get a lot more answers on Thursday night when Trump formally accepts the nomination of the Republican Party for president and has a big speech at the convention. He told a journalist over the weekend that he's thrown away the original speech, which certainly did have lots of Biden bashing, and is going to deliver something new that's far more about unifying the country and bringing people together and lowering the temperature. Now, whether that is really a reformed Donald Trump at the age of 78 is questionable. It may, however, certainly be the politically smart thing to do. This is a prime time opportunity to appeal to millions of Americans on TV. Yeah. It may be smart for him to steer a middle course and moderate and try to rise above the fray and call for unity that could appeal to some independent, moderate voters in swing states.
Well, we shall watch this space, no doubt. We'll be covering this more over the coming days. Thank you very much for joining us. That is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian there from Milwaukee. Shane, you know, it's something quite interesting in all of this. I wonder, is he not going after Biden as aggressively because Biden is already a wounded duck and he'd rather have him in the race than out of it?
Yeah, that is a possibility, all right. And might be a bad tactic as well.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.